This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 85,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/Bobby Blackwolf. More information after the midpoint break. What's old is new again as we take a look at one of the greatest trivia video games of the 90s, You Don't Know Jack, and it's time to say goodbye to another video game franchise. Tonight is February 13th, 2011, and the Bobby Blackwolf Show featuring your calls and chat comments is up next. So you would say even if... Okay, I'll let you go. You talk. Wow, what happened to your voice? Thank you, Skype. So video games, that's what the show is about.
This is that one Ake Ripper from Sweden.
And what's with all the Halo hate, Bob? You've been hating on Halo a lot lately.
I just don't like shooters. I'm not saying it's a bad game. I just don't like it. Billy O.K. says he can't be seen in public playing games that aren't hardcore. What would people say? And What Up G and Chad is once again talking about wrestling. That's why it's not because they hate the fans. It's more because they have to start from scratch.
Hogwash later.
From a little room in Atlanta, Georgia, Bobby Blackwolf.
I got hits today. Lots of hits. It's been a fun day, and we're probably not going to talk about any of it. Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of the Bobby Blackwolf Show, where we discuss the current news affecting the video game industry, as well as reminisce about gaming's history. My name is Bobby Blackwolf. You're joining us live here on All Games Radio Station 1. Thank you very much. Welcome. Head on over to our chat room, chat.allgames.com. I'll be trying to read intelligent comments from chat throughout the night. No football going on, so it should be okay. A little bit later on, I'm going to be opening up our Skype line and our toll-free number for you to call in. Skype line is Bobby Blackwolf Show, all one word. And our toll-free number in North America is 1-888-36-GAME-1. Or you can email me feedback@BobbyBlackwolf.com or use the form on our site, BobbyBlackwolf.com. But today is a momentous day. History has been made today. And I learned this, it just happened a couple hours ago. It's about the event that is going on of opposite this show tonight. Because usually we don't talk about, you know, when they do like the Oscars and stuff on the show. But the Grammys are tonight. And why am I bringing up the Grammys? Because history has been made. Christopher Tin is a name you may not be familiar with. But if you've played a certain real-time strategy game, you have heard his work. It sounds a little bit like this, if it ever starts. You recognize this. From Civilization IV, Sid Meier's Civilization IV, Baba Yetu. This was what made people sit at the opening menu for a long, long time, just listening to it. It's the Lord's Prayer in Swahili. That's the lyrics. Anyway, the reason I bring it up is because that song, Baba Yetu, just won the Grammy for Best Instrumental Arrangement Accompanying Vocalists. It is the first song ever specifically written for a video game to have won a Grammy Award. So this is a very momentous occasion for game music. Video Games Live features it prominently. It is available also on Christopher Tin's classical world fusion album, Calling All Dawns, which also won a Grammy for Best Classical Crossover Album today. So he's won two awards today. Baba Yetu appears on that album. And that album, if you like Baba Yetu, that album is actually, you know, what if the entire soundtrack of Civilization IV was written by him in that style? It's very amazing. For those of you listening live, the midpoint break and the song that I play after the show, before we go to our next show, are both going to be from Calling All Dawns. We can't play it on the podcast for licensing reasons, but we can play it on the live radio feed because we have the permission to do that. So you'll be able to hear some songs that sound like Baba Yetu, but are not. So there's stuff you haven't heard before, but if you like that music, really check that out. Congratulations to Christopher Tin on the amazing achievement. And I actually remember when I was at Game Developer Conference, I can't remember which year, but it was the year Civilization IV came out, actually. And he was a young, up-and-coming composer. And I was actually, since I was a member of the Game Audio Network Guild at the time, I went into the listening panel where game audio musicians would come bring their demos up to a panel of people like Tommy Tallarico and Jack Wall and people, big shots in the game music business. And they would critique it. And he came up there. And usually they only played about 30 seconds of the song and then critiqued it. With that one, they played the entire thing. And nobody had really met him at the time. And he got a rousing ovation from the entire crowd. Everybody was gushing over that song, Baba Yetu. To see that now he's, won a Grammy for that song. I knew him when. Act Def in our chat room says you should try to get an interview with the guy. I spoke to him once, like 5 years ago at E3. I would love to get an interview with him. I am probably going to contact his agent, his people or whatever, to talk to him a little bit about it. So it's Christopher Tin, T-I-N is his last name. Calling All Dawns, D-A-W-N-S, that is the name of the album. It is available on iTunes, and it's really good. We'll play a little bit more of it as the show goes on. All right. So the review I'm going to do tonight, last week when we were off and I replayed those interviews, I actually said we were going to do two reviews tonight. I am actually going to hold off on my review of Magicka for the PC until next week. I would like to get a little farther in the game. And there are still doing some patches for the online play, and I really want to give them the chance to patch up the game before I give my official review on it. So Magicka for the PC will be reviewed on the show next week. This week, though, is a game that I played a lot back in the 90s. You Don't Know Jack. What is You Don't Know Jack? Well, You Don't Know Jack is a trivia game. So, automatically people are going to say, oh, so it's like Seen It, or it's like Buzz. Yeah, it's exactly like Seen It and Buzz if they were on crack. That's exactly what it is. You Don't Know Jack, it's basically a trivia game, very easy to play. Even people who don't normally use controllers can play it. And it's a rapid fire series of predetermined questions with a whole lot of comedy, very fast, very quick, very witty comedy, and that's basically the game. And so You Don't Know Jack, it just came out. It was released by THQ. Jellyvision, who did the originals, is behind this. And yes, Cookie Masterson, who was the voice of You Don't Know Jack, he was the host. He is back, and he has not lost a step. Everything in this game, it's very smooth running. I played it on the Xbox 360. It's available on the 360, PS3, PC. I even think it's on the DS. I didn't try the DS version. But it's very smooth. It's very quick. It's very tight. I didn't see any bugs at all in this game. Now, on the disc, there are 73 episodes. Now, when I say episode, basically, a game like Seen It, or a game like, Buzz, they have a pool of questions. And then you play through those questions, and they could be they'll randomize. They'll know if you've played those questions, and they won't ask them. So you have the sense of there's unlimited amount of questions in here. There are 73 episodes, and each episode, and if you replay an episode, it is exactly the same. Same jokes, same order of the answers, same order of the questions, everything. It's one of those things you kind of got to, if you want to play it with friends, you kind of need to not play it a lot single player, because then, if you've played all 73 of those episodes, which are basically 10 rounds of normal questions and then the final round, if you've played all 73 of those, then that's it. Now, what they are doing is they do have downloadable content available. You can get 10 more episodes on the 360, 400 space bucks, so $5. So that'll actually, and there are three of those already announced coming out. So there's going to be 30 more episodes total for another $15. So you can expand the library of episodes. But there's really no reason to get those until you've blown through the 73 episodes on the disc, which, at 10 minutes, it takes about maybe 10, 15 minutes to go through an episode. That's still a lot of content. One thing to also note is that if you've played it a lot and then, like, say you take the game over to a friend's house and put it in their 360, not all of the episodes are available at the beginning. And that's kind of one of my issues with – one of my very, very few issues with this game is that when you put the game in new, you can only access the first 5 episodes. So if I've played the first 15 episodes, take the game over to a friend's house on his 360 and I don't bring my profile and my saved game – put it in there, I'm going to know all the answers. This is not going to be fun for anybody else because I know exactly where they are. There is replayability. The reason that you can select from the episodes is because there is a segment called The Wrong Answer of the Game, which is presented by a company, a fake company. The first one is the Supreme Court Vitamins, Okay, so Supreme Court vitamins, blah, blah, blah. And basically, if you select the wrong answer of the game, you win that prize and also extra money, $4,000 if it's in the first round, $8,000 if it's in the second one. And for those, it's you've got to look for the pun or the word in the title. You know, like for Supreme Court vitamins, basically you're looking for the word supreme. That's a spoiler. That's in the first episode, so it's not really spoiling too much. But if you select that wrong answer, then you get that prize. So there is replayability because you get an achievement if you find all the prizes. There's one in every single episode. As for the actual content, it is very current pop culture events. And that was one of the problems that, you know, people had with, or well, recently have found when they've gone back and played You Don't Know Jack from the 90s, where they've reinstalled it, because they make pop culture references that were hilarious in the 90s that you don't really remember now. And this one's going to be the same. You're going to put, if you put this version of You Don't Know Jack in your 360 in 5 years, you're going to probably scratch your head and not get some of the references. There's references to Octomom. There's references to YouTube videos. There's references to Lady Gaga riding a horse. So there's all these pop culture references that may not stand the test of time. And that was kind of always the long-term problem with You Don't Know Jack, which is why everybody kept wanting a new You Don't Know Jack with current references. So that's something to keep in mind. But right now, it's very relevant, and you know, you can't stop laughing. Sometimes it'll be hard to answer a question because you're too busy laughing. There's an offline mode, which basically you can have four people playing offline couch multiplayer. And there's an online mode, which you cannot have couch multiplayer. So you can't have two people on your couch playing and then play against other people online. And what's probably going to happen when you go online is that eventually you are going to run into people that have played all 73 episodes and have memorized everything. It does a very good job of selecting a random episode that nobody in the group has played when you go into a quick match online. So I haven't run into it yet, but I feel that eventually, once somebody has played all 73, there's going to be nothing for that for the Xbox Live server to pick. So it's going to have to pick something that they've already played. Also, online isn't as fun if you don't have. You're not playing it with friends. It's not as fun to play You Don't Know Jack when nobody else is speaking. And you can't, you know, it's not fun without friends. That's basically what it is. It's probably a great experience if it's with three of your friends on Xbox Live and you all have headsets and everything. But playing it against other people and everybody's silent, it kind of loses its charm. So it's not really, I mean, the online is there. It works. But it's not something you want to do. It's a social activity. And I've never found anybody else in You Don't Know Jack that has a headset plugged in. Of course, I probably wouldn't have a headset plugged in either, but I just nobody else did. The way that I rate games and review games is I don't give number grades. I used to give letter grades. I don't give that anymore. I basically say how much I believe the game is worth. How much would I pay for the game? Now, realize I bought this game at the store. I did not. This is not a review copy. I bought this game at the store. And my review of this, and this is, if people are going to be like, really? Are you sure? I would actually say that this game would be worth $45. I would pay $45 for this game that has the 73 episodes on it. The good thing is it only costs $40. It retails new for $40. I think the PC version is at $30. But the PC version also does not have online. It's just offline only. So I believe it is fully worth the price that is out there now. It is a great, fun, irreverent trivia game. Great humor. It runs flawlessly. I haven't found any problems. Even just sitting at the main menu and just sitting there and letting everything play that goes on around you, that'll entertain you for a while. There's some very good commercials that they put in there, and they also roll during the credits. But just, you know, things that come in and out, people take over the intercom and say things that. It's bam, here's the joke. Okay, we're off to the next one. So it's really, really good. Kavik978 says, Bobby would pay more for it. Yes, that's right. I actually would pay, if this game was $45, I would have still paid it happily and been very happy with my purchase. Kaijudo says, Bobby must be drunk. No. I have that much fun with it. And, you know, I it's And that's just me playing single player, really. I haven't been able to play against my friends yet, but I'm really looking forward to that. It's a very fun party game. Better with friends. But you do get an achievement if you play it alone on Friday and Saturday night. There are some really interesting achievements in here. ActDev says, you don't know Jack on Steam is only $20. So I was wrong. $20 on Steam. Has no online, but it has everything else. And Zappy says it's $30. I couldn't remember. I pay $45 for it, and I think it's $30. I think they did. I think it was supposed to be $40 originally. Yeah, that's what it was supposed to be, $39.99 originally, and then they dropped the price down to $29.99 at like a week before it was supposed to come out. I still would have paid the $45 for it. This is why I have the chat room, everybody, because sometimes I say wrong things, and I have the chat room telling me how wrong I am. Isn't that awesome? Kaijudo says, if it has replay value, it ain't bad, but if you know all the answers. And the replay value is actually going through trying to ace all the questions, because that's an achievement, and also finding the wrong answer of the game. And it's kind of hard to get the wrong answer on the first run-through. And each 10-episode DLC pack is $5, and that gets you 10 more episodes, and there are 3 planned. So there you go. Moving on, I'm going to go into some news stories, and you know, I know that there's probably some people listening that probably have not listened before, and they want me to really talk about a certain subject. I'm not going to talk about it on the show, but I will mention it here for the podcast listeners that probably only listen to the podcast or only listen to the live show. There has been a lot of drama over the past 9 days now, because I think Friday is when the drama started, last Friday, and I didn't do a live show last week, so I didn't really talk about it, but it's really not about video games directly, which is why I'm not going to devote that much time. Obviously, if somebody calls and talks about it in the second segment, we'll entertain it then. But it's more about you know, the gaming community and enthusiast journalist sites and independent sites and stuff like that about E3. Basically, there have been new rules enacted about E3. A lot of people have been affected by it. I wrote a blog post, an editorial on BobbyBlackWolf.com, very long. It probably has more words than would ever get published anywhere. And it's actually been going around a lot today. 4chan even visited my site a little bit, so that's when you know you've made it. So it's up on my site. If you want to read about it, great. If all you will care about is video games, I'm done. There you go. BobbyBlackWolf.com is where that is. So the news, though, that have come out about video games, this is kind of the first one, and this is a hot-button topic. It's about one of my favorite non-topics or favorite topics to get everybody riled up. Piracy. Always got to do a good piracy story, because another company has been hit with it. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because it's kind of interesting what the actual reaction to this to the developer has been over this. That's why I'm bringing it up. If it was just, you know, oh, it's up on torrent sites, I really wouldn't be saying anything about it. But it's the reaction that I kind of want to highlight. So Crysis 2 is coming out, I think, March 22nd. Unfortunately, a almost complete final build, it's not the final build, has popped up. It's the full game, including multiplayer. It also has the Solid Shield DRM master key files, which handles the online activation. So you don't need to go online to activate it. You have all the keys right there. It also has the CryEngine 3 editor. So it's got everything in it. It's been released. People are downloading it. People are playing. EA, which was publishing Crysis 2, and Crytek have issued this statement, quote, Crytek has been alerted that an early, incomplete, unfinished build of Crysis 2 has appeared on torrent sites. Crytek and EA are deeply disappointed by this news. We encourage fans to support the game and the development team by waiting and purchasing the final polished game on March 22nd. Crysis 2 is still in development and promises to be the ultimate action blockbuster, as the series' signature nanosuit lets you be the weapon as you defend New York City from an alien invasion. Piracy continues to damage the PC packaged good market and the PC development community, unquote. It's the last sentence that apparently set people off. The overwhelming response that EA has gotten is, why are you blaming the gamers? because of that last sentence. The last sentence, once again, was piracy continues to damage the PC, PC packaged goods market and the PC development community, which is true. That's a true statement. Unfortunately, what I guess has happened is that this version was linked by someone inside Crytek. Somebody had either like given it to a friend or left it somewhere, but it basically the leak originated from inside Crytek. And so the pirates that downloaded it are extremely upset at EA for insinuating that they're killing the game, they're killing the PC game market because the leak came from EA. And they are very incensed, and like it's actually on EA's website. It's all up there. Like they posted on the, in response to this their statement, and it's how dare you? How dare you accuse us of killing the PC game market when you did it? And then also they say, well, piracy happens on the 360. I'm never giving you my money because you're accusing me of theft. Well, you are stealing it. No, you guys gave it to me. It's one of you that did it. So it's kind of interesting to see that, you know, all the pirates that are downloading it are all justifying it by saying, don't blame us. One of your employees leaked it, and so it's okay for us to have it. And, you know, there's, you know, a lot of people saying, oh, well, you know, if your demo was out, I wouldn't have to do it. No, what we've covered on the show is that a lot of people, they decide if they want to buy the game by playing through the entire game and then deciding they don't want to pay for it. And they don't need to pay for it because they're already done with it. They're not going to play it again. So I just thought it was really interesting that all the pirates came up, rose up and said, how dare you accuse us of killing PC gaming by downloading your game? You were the one that gave it out. True asks, how did they even get the game in the first place from the developers? Nobody knows exactly, but apparently the thinking is that an employee gave a review build to somebody. It might have even been somebody in journalism. I don't know. Might have gotten intercepted or something. But the thinking is it was an inside job. Somebody inside Crytek leaked the game to a group, and it appeared on torrent sites. Burr says, don't blame me, cops. This guy just handed me the weed. Little Big Sully in chat says, I just downloaded it to demo the game. If it's good, I'll buy it, I swear. Yeah, they'll demo the game until they've finished it and then decide if they're going to pay for it or not. What Up G says, two wrongs don't make a right. Shadow Next Gen says, I stole it, but since you accuse me of theft, I won't buy any more of your games. Dark Tetsuya says, but will the game official game's DRM make it worthwhile to wait for the legit version? Well, the thing is, they distributed the DRM. Like, that DRM is useless now because the master key has been given out. Little Big Sully says, Black Wolf clearly is missing the point. EA is a corporation. They don't deserve to protect their investment. We should be able to download any game we want just to make sure it runs well. That's what they think. That's not Sully talking. That's Sully actually saying what they think. So I thought that was very interesting. And actually, Jim Sterling over at Destructoid wrote a piece basically taking the side of EA and all that stuff because of this reaction. And he got blasted because how dare he? He's a console gamer. How dare he talk about PC games because, you know what, they pirate games on the consoles too. And he was actually saying everything right. You know, it's actually a very good editorial over at Destructoid. Check it out. After you check out my editorial on BobbyBlackWolf.com. But anyway, it's really interesting just how everybody rose up and said, it's not our fault we were able to steal your game. ActF asks, I wonder how it will affect the final release or version of the game. I would think they would have to change the DRM some. But if anything, and this is the thing that I kind of, you know, I think Jim Sterling actually said this. This is why we have such restrictive DRM. It's because of this attitude of, I hate DRM, so I'm going to steal all your games. Well, you're making the case as to why DRM is needed. And yeah, sure, it doesn't, you know, all DRM gets cracked. But it's harder for the group to crack it. And you know, it makes it a little bit difficult for them. And it's this attitude of, screw you, we're going to steal your stuff whether you want us to or not, and if you call us thieves, we're not just going to boycott you. Well, you already are boycotting them, so, and you weren't going to buy the game anyway, that's what you said. I thought that was very interesting about, you know, how apparently it's the game company's fault for getting their stuff stolen. The last story I'm going to talk about tonight, you know how much I like talking about these games. Except I didn't like this game. I didn't like what this franchise had become. But it is time to say goodbye. Thanks to Bobby Kotick. GamePro reports that citing the lower revenues brought in by the genre, Activision Blizzard announced that it will cease production of new Guitar Hero games and dissolve its development team. Additionally, the company has canceled True Crime due to quality concerns. While revealing its quarterly earnings today, Activision Blizzard announced two major cancellations with a third title taken off of this year's schedule. The biggest move is the elimination of Guitar Hero and DJ Hero due to the declining revenue of the genre. And they've disbanded the business unit and will no longer be creating any new titles in the franchise. Also, there will be no new DLC. This says the company will still release downloadable tracks for both titles, but only the ones that have already been completed. There are still DLC that they've got done, they just haven't released yet, but they're not going to create any new DLC for either of those titles. Red Octane was dissolved a year ago, so Red Octane was already gone. One of the company's biggest upcoming releases has also been dropped. True Crime Hong Kong will not be published by Activision Blizzard, with the company's CEO Eric Hirschberg bluntly stating, quote, "it wasn't going to be good enough," unquote. In the company's press release, the cessation of both franchises was based on the desire to focus on the greatest opportunities that the company currently has to create the world's best interactive entertainment experiences. While the company didn't announce a cancellation of the Tony Hawk franchise, they revealed there will be no skateboard game releases for 2011 after 2 years of massive sales decline. Because Tony Hawk Ride sucked. Even though the Nixed IPs were the biggest news of the earnings report, the company did have a new reveal in the form of Beachhead, a digital platform for its popular shooter franchises that will allow console gamers to interact with their PC counterparts. The company also announced a slate of licenses that it will release games for in 2011, including Spider-Man, Wipeout, Family Guy, Cabela, Bakugan, as well as tie-ins for this year's X-Men's and Transformers films. So, Rock Band stands alone in the U.S. game market in terms of music games. That's it. And even them, they're kind of on shaky ground, having, you know, MTV Games shut down. They've been sold to a holding company for about $50, but the holding company took on all their debts and everything. So they're still around. I even read a official response from Harmonix that basically said, look, you know, we started Guitar Hero, and we know that the people that worked on Guitar Hero were very passionate about what they did, just as we did. And, you know, they kind of said, hey, you know, we know you guys are Rock Band fanboys, but, you know, don't bash on Guitar Hero too hard, because a little competition was good for everybody. But, yeah, the one, you know, Guitar Hero we kind of knew, but the True Crime being canceled, that's kind of interesting to me, because they spent a lot of time and money last year promoting that at their big E3 event. And, you know, to see that now it's not happening anymore, I guess, because they said the game wasn't good enough. Tireclaw says Activision is good at one thing, milking a franchise until it becomes stale. Call of Duty will soon be next, if the Duty Calls parody is any indication. All Call of Duty games have been the same, except all Call of Duty games have sold a lot. So we're going to take a quick music break, and we will come back and open up the phone lines for you to call in and talk about anything going on in the gaming industry. And if you really want to talk about the blog post that I put up, that's fine too. But rather keep it on the video games, at least since I only get it 1 hour a week. You're listening to the Bobby Blackwolf Show on All Games Radio, online at allgames.com.
This is Sarge from Red vs. Blue.
And I'm Private Dexter Griff.
You're listening to Bobby Blue Bland on the Black Wolf Show. Or something like that. .com.
I think it's Bobby Badfingers.
Bobby Badfingers to the bone. These nuts.
Welcome back to the Bobby Blackwolf Show. Those were the guys from Red vs. Blue giving a bumper. You can give a bumper. Bobby Blackwolf Show on Skype. There's voicemail on it, or you can call us toll-free in North America. 1-888-36-GAME-1. Also, those lines are now open. Bobby Blackwolf Show on Skype. 1-888-36-GAME-1, toll-free in North America. Audible.com is offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you a chance to check out their service. You can get a 14-day free trial, get a free audiobook, and that's yours to keep even if you cancel after the trial. Recently on the Colbert Report, before he went on his break, Jane McGonigal was on promoting her book, Reality is Broken, What Games, Why Games Make Us Better and How They Can Change the World. And it talks about how we can become better people by studying why video games engage us so much. You can actually make that your free audiobook if you go to audibletrial.com/BobbyBlackWolf. So people in chat are also have been talking about how surprised they are about, you know, Guitar Hero going away and, you know, how, because of how big it was. The key word there is how big it was. It performed miserably, and so did Rock Band 3, really, to a lesser extent. But, you know, really, a lot of people are saying it's all about Call of Duty, and that's really all they can see. You know, and even Sully, I believe, it was in the one in chat that said, you know, it doesn't matter. By the time Call of Duty stops selling, they will have released five versions that have all sold 15 million copies each. Call of Duty will make its money. So it's not really going to hurt Activision. They're dumping the hero games when they realized they could not make the money from them, and their money would be better served doing movie tie-ins and things like that. You know, so they're doing a business decision here. Spazinator says, because they hoard out Guitar Hero, that's why I tended to favor Rock Band. EA has a better business model with Rock Band. Well, EA doesn't have anything to do with the Rock Band, the DLC model. That was all MTV Games and now Harmonix. Is continuing the DLC model, and the DLC has been going strong. They have definitely not game-roomed. So like I said, feel free to give a call, or you could also throw out topics in chat, and we can talk about them, chat.allgames.com. But we do have a call here on the line. Bobby Blackwell Show, you are on the air. Who is this?
Hey, it's Crash, man. How's it going?
Crash, what's going on, man?
Not much. I like how people are saying that they think Call of Duty's going to go away. I don't see that for a very, very long time. I don't think Activision is just going to let that go off quietly into the night.
Yeah, it's going to, when people stop buying it, that's when they'll stop making it. That's why a lot of people said, you know, Guitar Hero will never go away. It's a big, huge juggernaut, and then when it stopped making money, they're going to get rid of it. And, you know, I think a lot of people are shocked that Tony Hawk is not, you know, coming back this year. I mean, it may come back in the future, but, you know, nobody thought Tony Hawk would go away.
Well, that's kind of Activision's own fault with Guitar Hero and Tony Hawk. Well, Tony Hawk specifically, that was the dumbest thing they could ever do to add a peripheral. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Guitar Hero, you know, or Activision has learned now with Guitar Hero why their sales have declined. They went peripheral happy. Mm-hmm. Especially, I mean, look how many Guitar Hero iterations were out in the last 2 years. What, yeah. Like five or six?
Yeah. Yeah, they flooded the market with software. There's, you know, and it basically turned into the Madden phenomenon, where, you know, it was basically roster update 20 whatever, except they were releasing them every 2 or 3 months. And that's a bitter pill to swallow. You know, even if you don't need to buy new hardware, that's still... Yeah, that's still too much. And Rock Band, unfortunately, fell into that trap as well with Beatles and Green Day and the Lego games and stuff, which is why, you know, I don't think they're working on a new Rock Band game right now, or at least I hope they're not, and just continue supporting the one they have.
Well, they got to be making money, you know, hand over fist with their microtransactions mm-hmm. and the downloadable packs anyway. So, to be honest, I didn't really even see a necessary... I don't think it was necessary that they even released Rock Band 3. I mean, there wasn't even really that big of a dramatic improvement from the second to the third. I mean, is there ever really a big dramatic improvement from a Guitar Hero game to the next or a Rock Band game to the
well,
next?
Well, actually, I thought there was a big dramatic improvement from
really?
Rock Band 2 to Rock Band 3 because I still played Rock Band 2 up till the day Rock Band 3 released. So I saw a lot of dramatic improvement, I mean, especially with the addition of the keyboards. You know, that was one big improvement. The pro mode to me, you know, once the Squire comes out, I'm going to be getting that and doing that. But even just the way, you know, little things like the way that you sort through the songs was a huge improvement. How you create set lists, what you can do with that, how you, you know, how band members can jump in and out, which is something Guitar Hero started to do and Band Hero did with the jump in, jump out, but Rock Band implemented it into Rock Band 3. And it's just a lot of little tiny improvements that overall, to me, did justify the fact that it was a new game. They did enough to me to justify that.
A $60 price tag?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
That and the 60, 70 songs that were on the, or 80 songs or whatever that were on the disc.
But at the same time, I also think a lot of people were just content with their Rock Band 2 and just their downloadable songs and packs and stuff like that. I mean, I could sit there and just play Rock Band 2 if I really want more songs. Then I'll just get them. I don't need a big, you know.
The Rob D in our chat room said, you know, kind of sums up what I'm trying to say, but he actually was able to put it in two succinct sentences. Rock Band 3 was a dramatic improvement. It was not a dramatic improvement for the mass market. Kind of like to me, and you see, the way you're talking to me is the same way I talk to somebody who plays Madden a whole lot. Because I said Madden this year, Madden 11. Was not really much of an improvement at all over Madden 10. It looked exactly the same to me. And he looked at me, he's like, no, they did this, and it was all like stuff like, you know, the linebacker will now go to the left more realistically and stuff, and that dramatically changes, blah, 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 and stuff. And I mean, I understood the terminology, but I don't play the game enough that where that matters. To me, it looked exactly the same, but apparently it was, on the field, a dramatic improvement.
Yeah, I'm not much of a Madden guy myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you were a 2K fan. I go all the way with 2K. Sad story on that. Still to this day, we're not going to get a 2K game.
Right. Yeah, I wish EA would pick up some of their presentation because I love 2K5.
Well, I think you have the same feeling with me with the Madden games. It's like, ooh, they added a new juke move for the left stick.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay. I'm not going to pay another $60 for that. Right. I can go get Madden 10 for like $20 probably right now at GameStop.
Probably less than that. But I mean, but people who are really into Madden, stuff like that is probably worth the $60. And that's kind of the way Rock Band 3 was for me. Now, one thing that I kind of don't like is the fact that, the new DLC does not work in Rock Band 2. So if you want any new music, you have to have Rock Band 3. It's not backwards compatible anymore because of the new note charting and stuff that they can do. They can't have the file work in Rock Band 2. So I think that kind of sucks for the Rock Band 2 owners because I would be exactly like you. You know, if you don't want Rock Band 3, you'd still be able to get Rock Band 2 stuff. But now they don't have the new downloadable content.
So you're saying you can't move anything over to Rock Band 3?
No. All the Rock Band 1 and 2 content works in Rock Band 3. But, like, the songs they released this week, you cannot play in Rock Band 2.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that. Wow.
Yeah, no, you can move. Just about everything moves. Like, all the DLC moves over. And, like, I think there's, like, three songs in Rock Band 3 that don't, or Rock Band 2 that don't transfer over to 3 for licensing reasons. Just like there were a couple songs in Rock Band 1 that didn't go to 2. But yeah. For the most, you know, 99% of the library comes over, but it's, like, they've released the Duets pack this week. If you don't have Rock Band 3, you can't buy those. They're not available to you. You have to have Rock Band 3 for them.
So you sounded like you were quite upset about the true crime as well.
Not really. I was just more surprised because of how much promotion they put into that at the last E3.
I was going to say, because true crime, the first one was,
Yeah, it wasn't that good. So... But I was surprised at how much effort they put into the marketing last year, and now it's not even coming out.
Well, I did talk to a lot of people from my staff, and I know a couple people were saying, like, well, they saw it last year at E3, and they said, wow, this actually might turn around. This actually looks like it could be pretty good.
Yeah.
So I can see your argument why, you know, it's kind of surprising that they just axed it. But I don't know. Has there been any talk about another studio picking it up? Or?
Yeah, all this said is that Activision's no longer publishing it. So they are now kind of like what Brutal Legend went in through and all that stuff. They're now going to have to find another publisher.
Well, if they do, just everybody get ready for another lawsuit claim by Activision.
Yep. Anyway, I'm going to let you go, man. Anything else real quick on your mind if you wanted to add anything?
No, but other than I have to disagree with you. I don't think you know, you can just miss my show and with the excuse that JVB, Ben Contreras, and myself are not cuter than your current date.
I'm sorry,
man. I don't know.
I'm sorry, man. If it wasn't tomorrow night.
You have a good night, Bobby.
You too.
Bye.
A couple of people have been trying to call during that time, so we'll wait for them. Bobby Blackwell Show on Skype, 1-888-36-GAME-1. So we got a call here. Bobby Blackwell Show, you are on the air. Who is this?
Hey, what's up, Black Wolf? This is Kaijudo.
Kaijudo, what's up? What's on your mind?
Not much. I just wanted to ask you if you, I know you did a review on Little Big Planet. Did you continue to play the game, or did you give up on it?
I had finished the story. So basically, when I go back into Little Big Planet right now, it is basically to see the community levels and stuff. I played the Prius level, the adver game that was put into it, and to go through and play some of the community levels. But other than that, not really. I'm going to wait a little while and then, you know, let a lot of the good community builders release stuff and then go in and play them.
Yeah, the reason why I asked that was because of the story mode. I mean, I just finished playing it today, and it totally blew me away.
Yeah.
I mean, it really got me back into platformers. I mean, the last world that you're in, I mean, all the worlds are great, but mm-hmm. I had so much fun just swinging on that that giant robot. I'm pretty sure you could spoil the game now. I'm pretty sure everyone played it.
Well, it's not a story spoiler anyway, so.
Yeah. Yeah, well, when you're swinging on that robot, I mean, it was just so much fun. I'm just like, this is really a fun game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had the first Little Big Planet, and I pretty much just got it just because I wanted to make my own platformer, but I never got around to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I dabbled in story mode a little bit, but it just never grabbed me. But this one actually grabbed me to where I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get back on my PlayStation 3 and play this game.
Yeah.
I think it's a really great game.
Yeah, some of the different, I mean, like, I hate the bunny. I don't him.
Yeah.
But, like, that Gradius level, like the ship flying levels that mimicked Gradius mm-hmm. and stuff, I had the biggest grin during those. Like,
yeah.
Those
I mean,
were just
you're
fun.
You're literally, like, sitting there, you're playing the game, and you're, like, smiling. And I'm like, am I really smiling playing the game? You know,
yeah.
It's been so long since I played a game and, you know, had that type of feeling. I mean, the last time was Uncharted
mm-hmm.
2, you know, kind of gave me that type of feeling that you're doing something, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a really good game. I definitely recommend it to anyone who's given up on platformers,
mm-hmm.
you know, like me, because, I mean, I haven't played a platformer since the freaking Sega Genesis days. I mean,
yeah.
by the time they got into Crash Bandicoot, I was out of it. I just didn't get the Crash Bandicoot thing. But one other thing I just wanted to mention was people say that Little Big Planet is cute. To me, I don't find it cute. Do you find it cute? I find it kind of bizarre. Like, it's kind of creepy to me. Like you
oh,
mentioned,
no,
that rabbit creeps me out.
I think the Sackboys are cute. Like, when he's smiling, he sticks his tongue out, like, that makes me giggle.
yeah, I can see that, but, like, the whole zipper in the middle of his chest, I don't know, it looks like he, you know, he just escaped from an autopsy room or something. I don't know, it looks like some kind of weird Tim Burton type of creation, like some kind of cuted down Tim Burton thing.
But,
I don't know, it just always weirded me out. I never liked it, and especially that character with the 3D glasses.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck? You know, I don't think you could crystal on your show, but you can imagine what I was saying to myself
yeah.
when I saw him. Like, what is that?
Oh, it's definitely a game that's probably better high, but, you know,
yeah.
it's I think it's cute. I don't find it that creepy. I mean, because you can kill them in such cute ways. They make cute little sounds when they fall on the fire and everything. It's awesome. Thanks for your call, man. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. Have a good night.
So, coming up next here on All Game Radio is Orange Lounge Radio. It's three people out in Sacramento, California, that talk about games as well for longer than I do. They were live. They did their 400th episode last week. They're doing 401. They're 401st tonight. This is only 279 for me, so I can't imagine doing 401. Sacramento, are you guys there?
We are here, Bobby. How are you?
I am doing good. So 401, does it feel any different?
Not really. Just a little bit older and a few more gray hairs than last week.
So are you going to be able to keep your eyes off the Grammys tonight?
Yeah. I mean, all the good stuff's on the internet later anyway. It's the same thing we said about the Super Bowl. Bobby, we just can't win. It's the Super Bowl 1 week. It's the Grammys another week. In a couple weeks, it'll be the Oscars.
Did you hear that Video Games Live won a Grammy?
Yeah. He Bobby covered it earlier in his show, and I heard, yeah. I love how it was like, Technically, it wasn't Video Games Live. It's just they took the opportunity to send out a press release not even 5 minutes after the award was handed out, saying, by the way, if you'd like to hear this song, it's available on one of our CDs.
Right.
But no, obviously, it's a landmark thing, so it's great.
And, and technically, you know, to be completely technical, the video game version didn't win the Grammy. It's the exact same version, but it's on his CD that came out in the last year. So that's why people are like, but Civilization IV was 5 years ago.
And I'm kind of surprised that didn't render it ineligible, because a lot of times when you have, say, recycled material like that, but maybe material that showed up one place and then was, let's say, adapted for another, I'm kind of surprised that didn't render it ineligible. And that makes me wonder if the Grammys really don't acknowledge video games at all, because its appearance in a video game didn't render the song ineligible.
I think what it was is that it has never been released.
Correct. Yeah.
You know, because it, being in the video game, they didn't release the soundtrack to Civilization IV.
True, but didn't it show up on the Video Games Live CD last year? I think it was.
Yeah, but that was a live rendering. That wasn't this recorded version, because this is the recording industry.
Yeah.
So it's that recording that appeared on Calling All Dawns, and it's a different recording. It's slightly different, but it's a different recording.
Right. And don't get me wrong, I don't want to belittle The Wind, because I think it's great, and that's a great song, and I think many contemporary, let's say, video game songs to win something like that, I think that is an excellent choice.
Yep. And the album that it was on also won, so he's going home with two Grammys.
Look at him. And now he'll probably never do another video game.
No, he actually did. He just did Pocket God.
Oh,
he
great.
Did the music for Pocket God. Yeah, he does a lot of game stuff and some TV and commercials and TV stuff as well.
I'm glad he's not I'm glad he's not ignoring his roots by doing something else.
Yeah, I think he's like even the treasurer of the Game Audio Network Guild or something. He's an officer in the Game Audio Network Guild, so he's pretty well entrenched. He remembers where he came from.
Good. Good man.
So I heard that you were playing some You Don't Know Jack this weekend.
I was a little bit, not a whole lot, but I was in that party atmosphere where there was really five of us trying to play with three controllers, which unfortunately doesn't work too well, but we did kind of like this team thing, and it worked out pretty good.
Did you know Jack?
No, I didn't win a single game. Alan and I lost every single game we played.
Did you get screwed?
No, we were the only ones that ever used a screw. Through all the games we played, a screw was used once, and we used it and lost.
Does it hold up to you as much as it holds up to me?
Yeah. Oh gosh, I love it. It feels kind of like playing the same old game with a new coat of paint, and that's kind of what I like best about it. I find it interesting that there are quote only 73 episodes, because I seem to remember back when games like You Don't Know Jack the Ride and stuff were new, they used to boast like 8,000 questions, which would be a lot of games. So it does seem like a step back in that regard.
They have DLC, though, for it already.
They do. But
even then, it's still... Now there's there will be 103 episodes after the currently announced DLC comes out.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I still think it's a decent value.
Oh, yeah. I would have paid more than it was for it. That was the way I said it.
Right. No? And, I think $30 is almost a steal. It's pretty good. I think it'll sell very well, and I think this will be kind of the start of a You Don't Know Jack for a new generation. It'll be great.
Yeah, because I actually had to explain to people like what You Don't Know Jack was, because like half my friends were like, oh my God, there's a new one? Yes, because they were the ones that like just last week, one of them installed one of the 90s versions, like, I don't get these jokes anymore. Because they all made sense in 98, and we all laughed at them, but now we've forgotten the pop culture of the time. And so they were very happy for that. And then, like, the other half was like, I don't get it. I don't know what You Don't Know Jack is. And we're like, we'll have to teach you.
The good thing is there isn't a lot to explain. It's kind of like, okay, it's a trivia game and it's funny. Just sit down and play it and you'll get it. And the minute the kiddies are acting out a scene from Avatar, it's like, oh, this is what You Don't Know Jack is. This is
spoiler, great. That's the answer.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
What else are you guys going to be talking about tonight?
Which kitty am I talking about? We got a variety of news tonight. We want to talk yet more in the PlayStation 3 suing people saga and the hilarity in some ways, not really, but the hilarity of what Kevin Butler tweeted about this week. We want to talk a little bit as well about a possible repercussion of this. Could PlayStation 3 games soon come with serial numbers? That's what some of the blogs are saying. And also, being a music game show in our roots, we have to talk about the whole loss of the heroes at Activision. And last but not least, where 7% of mobile gaming happens. Quite frankly, I'm surprised it's not more. But it's more than 2%, we'll say that much.
So I think what it is, Loki sunk his battleship.
Touche.
Orange Lounge Radio, coming up next year on All Games Radio. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, as always, Bobby.
Their site is orangeloungeradio.com. That is where their podcasts are. They've been around for 8 years. Long time. That is it for us. We will be back next Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, right here on All Games Radio. Catch us live and interact with the show directly. You can leave me a voicemail on any topic or leave a bumper for use on our show or on a Skype line, Bobby Blackwell Show, or toll-free in North America, 1-888-36-GAME-1. You can email me at feedback@bobbyblackwolf.com or use our handy-dandy comment form, contact form or comments. We have comments enabled over at bobbyblackwolf.com. But we would not be able to make the live show work without the help of the chatters, so thank you very much, DC Nate, GK128, Loserly, The Rob D, Binary667, D5T, DeBlueGuy, Doomplague, Eswat, FunnyDale, Havoc978, Hecht, Kitsune, Little Big Sully, Octocamo, Pandalicious, ShadowNexion, THK, Tigerclaw, ActDef, Agent MXT, Amesatsuma, Billy OK, Bozo, Brad from Podculture, Burr, CGU11, Channel Z, Cedabria, Crash, Dark Tetsuya, Dark Toagak, DJ Tyrant, Dungeon Buster, Eric K, Fang, Gaudy, Heart 8, Blender, Kaijudo, Kazan, Nuxonic, Maginomicon, Matt Q, Maximilian, Melted General, Necromoss, Ranma, Ruben, Sean, Silversonic, Six, Sky, Spazinator, Spyro, SSJ100, Matt, Subzy, Tedekin, The Time Dilation Dude, True, What Up G, Wilcon, Zappy, and Zeba. So that is it for me. I'm going to head on out and see if I know more Jack. If you have it on Xbox Live, let me know. I'd love to get a chance to screw you. I didn't just say that out loud, did I?
A winner is you. The views and opinions expressed are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and are not necessarily the opinions of All Games Radio or your mom. Although if Bobby said it, it really should be. This has been a production of Bobby Blackwolf Studios for All Games Radio.